The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. A young man approached Jesus and said to him, "Teacher, what must I do to gain eternal life?" And he answered, "Why do you ask me about what is good? There is only one who is good. If you wish to enter into life, keep the commandments." And he asked, "Which ones?" And Jesus said to him, "You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself." But the young man said to him, "All of these I have observed while I was still young. What now do I lack?" Jesus said to him, "If you wish to be perfect, go and sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me." When the young man heard this, he went away sad, for he had many possessions. The Gospel of the Lord. Clearly, in the early churches of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, this was an important teaching. If you put all three accounts together, it says he was a rich young man, he was a powerful young man, and he came running up to Jesus as if to suggest he was in crisis, some kind of crisis in his life. When he speaks about to gain eternal life, that doesn't mean eternal life when he dies. It means eternal life now. We are living eternal life. We are just in one portion of eternal life. When we die, a transmutation, we keep living on in spirit. Therefore, we are now living eternal life. So if you want to live now in the fullness of life, this is what you must do. If you want to be perfect, bad translation here, the Greek word is teleos, which means if you want to be whole, if you want to have peace and fulfillment and meaning in your life, if you want to be whole, not morally perfect, but whole. If you want life to be complete, this is what you must do. Rather interestingly, he says to this fellow that you must sell what you have, give to the poor, and come and follow me. He doesn't say that to all rich people. You may remember there in Gospel of John, we have a fellow called Nicodemus, comes to Jesus by night. He's powerful, he's a member of Sanhedrin, he's a rich ruler, but he doesn't ask him to give up his money. And we have Joseph of Arimathea, a follower of Jesus, he doesn't ask him to give up his money. There's something about this young man, about his money, his riches, whatever they are. The suggestion is that he doesn't own his riches owns him. He is controlled by what he possesses. And if he wants to be whole, he has to get a freedom beyond that which he possesses. Now, it has much more to do than money. There are many things that possess us. Let me give you an example. Some time ago, I was called out at night. This woman was dying. She had cancer and she had been very sick for a long time. They were not parishioners, but they watched the masses I did on our live stream. So they called me and they lived a little distance. So I went to their home and there was just the old couple and a couple of their adult children. But the woman who was dying, her name was Ellie. And Ellie, who was very alert, she was dying, but she could speak and she could connect. And she asked that she would speak to me alone, only with her husband. His name was Alfred. They called him Al, only Al and Ellie. So put the children out. And then she looked at Al and she said, Al, I want you to know that I forgive you for any time you ever hurt me. Any time you ever disappointed me, I want you to know I forgive you. And I ask you to forgive me for any times when I may have offended you. And this elderly fellow struggled, but got down on his knees and took her hand and said, Ellie, I forgive you anything you ask here, and I ask you to forgive me. And then I prayed with them, and she died that night. And I thought to myself, this is the ultimate statement of fulfillment, the fullness of life, you know. We are rich in, we are clinging to many things. We cling to judgments, we cling to hurts we have in the past. We cling to all sorts of stuff out of the past. We're clinging to it. It weighs us down. Some disappointment in life, some setback, somebody who is responsible for embarrassing us or failing us in life, children who didn't reach fulfillment or our expectations, members of our, especially this happens in families, because wherever there is a deep wound, it's never with the guy at the gas station. If the guy at the gas station offends you, you don't care. Offense and betrayal and these things happen only in very close relationships. So normally the stuff we cling to has to do with close relationships. And I, when I was thinking about Al and Ellie here, I was thinking, isn't it sad that we don't do this before we're dying? And then we could live the fullness of life. We could live in wholeness, in teleos, in the perfection. So this gospel reading is very powerful. And all spiritual journeys, any spiritual journey, begins with what's called a detachment. To be detached, you don't have to give it up. Whatever you possess, you don't have to give it up. You have to become detached. So if you lose it, it doesn't become a crisis in your life. It has to do with possessions. But then if you extend that, it has to do with many things that we harbor within ourselves. And how to let this go, that's detachment. That's what Jesus is speaking about here. To be true disciples of Jesus Christ, we have to take one thing, just one thing, let it go. And you're moving toward being fulfilled, the perfection that's spoken about here. The meaning of life, the meaning of life has to do with being free. It's a very, very, very powerful teaching, and it's the beginning of the spiritual journey. Amen. We pause now for a moment of prayer. And we pause with a special prayer for all those who are adversely affected by the rains and the floods, and it's a very hard time for so many people. I think we're fairly blessed in this part of the world, but there are many places not too far from here where people are suffering great hardship and setback. So we'll keep a prayer for them today.